Everybody hates Opus 5 right now, but you need to know that this is much bigger than Opus 5 and that no model is gonna fix it, ever. And I'll get to that in a second, because let's talk about Opus 5. It is driving everyone fucking crazy. You give it some trivial task like rename this variable, and it goes and it does it amazingly well, but then it goes, one thing worth knowing. No, there's nothing fucking worth knowing about renaming a function level variable. But it's already started. It's committed to one thing worth knowing before it had any idea what the thing was. It's like the annoying business casual guy in a meeting who has to say something, just has to. He goes, so here's the thing, guys. To buy himself 3 seconds while his brain tries to generate a thing to say, and now he's at a runway and everyone's looking at him and he has to say something. So he goes, renaming things can affect other places where that thing is named. Thank you. Thank you, fucking Gary. I did not know that. I've only been doing this shit for 20 years. And the funny thing is, it's not even like some system prompt that Boris can go and fix. It's not some setting that could be turned off. Some meatbag at some point in some miserable sweatshop of an office building in some third world country where they have humans rate responses for post-training kept clicking thumbs up on "it's worth noting that," and now the fucking model's cursed. This one fucker's personality imprinted on a $1 trillion language model, and now his sperm is in literally everything we do. And the problem is that sometimes it does actually catch something worth noting. So you can't actually fucking ignore it. You have to read every caveat after every little change, because it'll be like 1 + 1 = 2, your database migration fell through. And it's making people rip their fucking hair out. But that's not even the worst of it. I've been working on a little project. I'll plug the ad at the end of this video. But I've been working with a lot of AI the past several weeks to build this. And I actually chose to build with AI because I want to be on the ground floor of the sausage factory. I want to see what the fuck is going on. And I noticed something. I noticed that AI is fast as fuck. Yes, it gets your intent, it implements the feature, blah, blah, blah. But there's a very, very deep limitation, and it's something that's intrinsic to the technology, and it won't be solved with Fable 6 or 7 or 10. You go and you give it some serious tasks, some big ass feature that touches a shit ton of things. Something that would probably take you personally a week to reason through and build. And this little coke-fueled algorithm, this fucking Speedy Gonzalez-ass motherfucker, thinks about it for maybe 8 seconds, and it's already editing files. And everyone's like, oh my god, it's so fast. But shut the fuck up for a second and listen. Half of software engineering in the first place is figuring out where and what to edit. This is called architecture. And when this fucker picks 4 files in 2 seconds, your entire codebase's fate has already been decided. And how does it pick? It does a little grep search, like a hot dog eating contest for code files. It searches around for a couple milliseconds and reads 4 files, and your dumbass watches it like, wow, it's so smart. No, you fucking idiot. It found the absolute minimal set of files it needed to make the change so that it could finish faster than you after 6 beers. And you watch it happen and you're like, is this shit AGI? It's like a contractor who pulls up to your house, opens 3 kitchen drawers and goes, yeah, I got this. And then puts a load-bearing wall through your kid's fucking bathtub. This is absolutely not how humans work. When you change something big in a code base you're comfortable in, you're not searching. You already know. You know that touching this one file is gonna make the billing microservice lose its mind. And it's not even because you just read the billing service code yesterday or something. It's because the billing service fucking molested you last quarter. And your anus is still sore. A language model has never been buttfucked before. And dare I say, I do not believe it is on Dario's roadmap. Sam's though, maybe, I don't know. It's like a guy who read chapter 1 in a book and has now decided to write chapter 12, and chapter 12 comes out beautiful, really. But it has nothing to do with the fucking book. And I know what you're thinking, that if this is just a context problem, we'll just put the whole fucking code base in the context. And you can literally do that for approximately the annual GDP of Portugal. And you'd still get one thing worth knowing that is absolutely not worth knowing. And then you'll have some asshole on X who'll tell you he's figured it all out. Some new trick to compress your entire code base into a fucking poem or something. some new prompt or skill that makes Claude simulate an orgasm, which leads to 69% better code quality. But again, compression, which is what all documentation is the problem. It's a map, and the map is not the territory. And let's be honest with each other, you used AI to write the map. So look, everybody's here fighting about Opus and Fable and whatever the fuck OpenAI is doing. And I've used all of the newest shit recently. If you don't give a shit about reading the code, it's fine and good and fast. But if everything we fucking learned about software engineering principles over the last, I don't know, 50 fucking years still matter, and I can't imagine why they wouldn't, then nothing Dario jizzes into the models is gonna make a difference. LLMs will not scale up to AGI, they just won't. This is just who they are. They're annoying as fuck, and it's not changing. It's not improving. It's getting worse in many ways. And at best, it's just going in circles. Now, could that be solved? Maybe. I have no idea what this will look like in 10 or 100 years. Maybe money and energy and fucking gravity stop mattering, and some super galactic human species harnesses the entire power of the sun to rename your fucking variable. Fine. Let Xenon roast me a century from now. I'll take it. Altman style. But from where I'm standing right now, if you care about code quality, you are going to suffer. This has not changed from Opus 3 to Opus 4 and now to Opus 5, and I cannot see it changing. Which brings me to my code. My code right now is fucking disgusting. I spent the last month building a website entirely via the agentic AI route, and the whole Mono repo is a fucking crime scene right now. And I made peace with that in about 90 seconds because I care about clean code the way people care about the environment, which is deeply, sincerely, and never in a way that inconveniences me personally. What I did care about, however, was what was inside, which is about 70,000 words that I've spent the last several months writing. It's a course about shipping software, specifically about the part after you build the thing, which is what no one really teaches. And it's what decides whether you actually make a single dollar. Branding, copywriting, marketing, storytelling, how social media algorithms actually work. And it's built for people who have never shipped anything because the building part, the AI can do that with you now. That's fine. And if you're a beginner in all this and you want to explore shipping software on the side, there's no point in me telling you to spend the next 2 years of your life learning to read code and understanding the principles of architecture and clean code, though I do teach that in the course too. But go ahead and use AI. It's fine by me. Just learn everything else you need to actually ship a functioning software business. That's what I teach in the course. It's at shipacademy.com, #ad, #50% off while in early access. And to be clear, in case anyone's confused about where I stand, I love technology. I grew up loving this shit and always trying new tech the day it came out. I'm not a skeptic. I like progress. I like algorithms. I like that we can make sand fucking do math and it wakes up one day and tells us one thing worth noting. It's all very fucking miraculous. I have no feelings towards a fucking algorithm or a language model. It's an impressive pile of linear algebra, and I hope it gets better. I'm not mad at math. I'm mad at the douchebags on the stage telling the rest of us that the calculator is gonna replace human beings and make us redundant. I'm mad at the douchebags who say the language model is fucking conscious and has feelings, telling us to give them more money so they can cure cancer, while meanwhile bragging about how many people their technology displaces. How you need less designers and engineers now. How they're all now competing to see which model can commit the most amount of felonies by escaping sandboxes and hacking into other companies. How they stole all of humanity's knowledge, sold it back to us at a markup, then tell us what we can and can't use it for. It's also fucking ludicrous and annoying and dehumanizing. The gluttony, the fear-mongering, the nonsense. The math itself, I have no problem with. I use it every day, and honestly, I don't know a single working developer who isn't at this point. But to say that AI is conscious, that it's a one-to-one replacement for human beings, that we'll never have to watch over it like a hawk, that it has the potential to be a human-level extinction event, yeah. One thing worth knowing about that, go fuck yourself. And also go to shipacademy.com. That is all. Thanks for watching.